This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in, well, something I just started yesterday, and this is part two of a three-part sermon I preached just last Sunday. It's entitled, The Last Hour. It's taken from 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, where John says, little children, it is the last hour. And the point of this message is, what makes Paul Esposito getting up in the pulpit and preaching this different, or any different, or any closer, or any more urgent than the Apostle John preaching it 2,000 years ago? That's what we're looking at. And if you heard yesterday, I have a list of five different things here of answering that question. What makes this different than John saying it? Also, we looked at and are looking at, that's how we're going to start the program here in just a moment, when I say 90 minutes is 90 minutes, but 90 minutes is not 90 minutes. When the Apostle John says it is the last hour, you know, we look at an hour like maybe the last 2 minutes of a football game. You know, 2 minutes is exactly 2 minutes, but 2 minutes is never 2 minutes, or the last couple minutes of an NBA basketball game. It takes forever to play the last couple minutes, but it's still exactly that amount of time. That's the same thing when John says it is the last hour. Once the Lord Jesus was resurrected and the angels said, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? That started God's end times clock. And he says it is the last hour, and indeed it is. This is part two now of this message, The Last Hour.
90 minutes is 90 minutes, but 90 minutes is never 90 minutes. But it's always 90 minutes. Or a football game. Honey, when is the game over so we can eat dinner? Your answer is, we're at the 2 minute warning. So your wife, being ignorant as she is, or doesn't know football, starts the 1 minute race. And you're in the doghouse. Because 2 minutes is exactly 2 minutes, but it's never 2 minutes. Watch the final four of basketball on TV. Watch how long it takes to run 2 minutes. Josh, what is it, half an hour? But 2 minutes is 2 minutes. But 2 minutes is not 2 minutes. The $64,000 question is this, and we're going to answer this question today. What starts God's end time clock running again? I've got five things I want to share with you here today that starts it. Number one on your handout, Israel becomes a nation again. It's the first thing. Israel becoming a nation again. Scripture verse, Isaiah 66:8. It says, who has ever heard such a thing? Who has ever seen such a thing? Can a country be born in a day? or a nation be brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children. Now, who can tell me what day that was? 1948. What was the calendar day? It's May 15th. What's the calendar day today? That's what I thought. You know, I don't plan these things. God planned. He blows me away week after week after week after week. I did not plan this sermon for today. When I got up here and preached on the 69 and 70th week of Daniel, it was the same day Jesus rode into Jerusalem. I don't plan these things. 68 years ago today, May the 15th, 1948, is the year this prophecy was fulfilled. 68 years ago. It's funny. Let me ask you, Eric, according to Moses, how long is a generation? Psalm 90, verse 10. What does it say? 70 years. Or if you don't slip on a banana peel, 80. Learn this parable from the fig tree. When its leaves become tender, recognize his return is near. The generation that lives to see this is the generation that's going to be alive when he returns. 68 years today. God's countdown clock is moving. Let's put this in perspective. Isaiah wrote this 700 BC. Israel conquered in 586 BC. Israel burnt down the temple, destroyed 70 AD. As the Jews declare, let his blood be on us and on our children. Some 1,878 years later, 68 years ago on this day, Isaiah 66, verse 8 is fulfilled, and the clock starts counting. I believe God only has one timeout left, maybe. Number two, the dry bones come to life. Scripture verse, Ezekiel 37. Verse 1, then the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out into the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. Ezekiel 37:3. He said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, oh Lord God, you know. And he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you will live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and bones came together, bone to bone. Is it here where I should start singing that song? Them bones, them dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Right? That's where this comes from. Indeed, as I looked, sinews and flesh came upon them. Skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. And he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man. Say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath. Breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And breath came into them, and they lived. And stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves. Now here's the prophecy. I will open your graves I will cause you to come out from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you. You will live. I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and have performed it. Now let me tell you, from over 90 countries now, more than 3 million Jews, since this day, 68 years ago, more than 3 million Jews have returned to their homeland, Israel. Revelation 9:13. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels bound at the great river Euphrates." So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour, day, month, and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army was 200 million men. Then he says the most astounding thing. He says, "I heard the number of them." How did he hear that? He's seeing a vision. How did he hear the number of them? Must have been something like this.
"Attention, attention, John. By the way, there's 200 million of them."
How else did he hear the number? But the world didn't have 200 million people in it. Why did he do that? I'll tell you why. And because, first of all, that might offend all those that are weak in faith, right? I mean, there's not 200 million people in the world. You don't want to offend everyone, God. Why did he do that? I'll tell you why. To ward off all scoffers is why he said that. No, this kingdom of heaven has got to be entered into by faith, and faith alone. Oh, by the way, there's 200 million of them. He didn't have to say that. Jesus spoke in parables so that seeing they will see and not perceive, Mark 4. And hearing they will hear and not understand. He spoke to them in parables deliberately, so that those that weren't of faith and didn't have ears to hear, just like John 6, 6, 6, it says they walked away, they turned away from him. Apostasy. He does these things deliberately. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says in the last hour, an end times army of 200 million people is going to cross over or dried up Euphrates River and gather together at a place called Megiddo.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God. Jesus' blood.